Rob, it's Steve Waremski. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for taking the time to join me here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
How's everything going? How's the off season treating you so far?
Good. We're just up here at the facility. I just finished a workout.
So, I mean, how many guys are out there? Are you just by yourself with a couple other positional guys, or who else is out there?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's a good 10, 15 guys up here, and I know a lot of guys. You know, maybe 10, 15 are training in the area. So we've got a good group of guys down here, and I'm sure everyone's going to be here come April 16th.
Very nice. Let's talk a little bit about and start out with your rookie season. You know, you're drafted at a FAU third round last April. Unfortunately, with the lockout and everything, you had the shortened rookie off season. How much did that impact your development and performance on the field last year?
You know, I think it was a tough obstacle to overcome, especially talking to the guys who came in just the season before me. And as far as development goes, and even now going back and looking at all the film, it was one of those things where there's a lot of thought process evident in my gameplay, and it wasn't just reactionary and second nature. So, you know, I think it did hurt me a little bit, but you know, it's one of those things that you just had to overcome. It's kind of, you know, hand you were dealt. So, did my best. I thought I did pretty good at understanding the playbook and looking forward to playing faster this year.
And then what about the groin injury last year? I mean, obviously you have the lockout to deal with and the shorten there, and then you come in and you did have the groin injury as well. How much did that hinder and go into hindering your development as well?
It did hurt. It felt like I was making good progress. And I hurt it in camp, and then it wasn't the same one. It was a different one in the season, and it just felt like I had some momentum going into it, and it just seemed like that momentum was stopped with those injuries. So, you know, it was frustrating. I had never really dealt with problems like that before in my career, so it was definitely one that was very frustrating for me. And you know, it's just one of those things you got to deal with. But yeah, I definitely felt like, you know, it hurt my progress, and would prefer to stay healthy.
Now, you mentioned that you really haven't had injury issues in the past. With the groin injury, is that lingering at all into the off season at this point, or are you 100%?
No, not at all. I feel great right now. It hasn't bothered me for a while. It was one of those things that never really goes away, but it doesn't really hold you back too much. And now that I've had some time to kind of rest and recover, and it's just definitely 100%.
And then the tight end position, you mentioned a little bit, you know, getting up to speed, understanding the playbook as a rookie. It's known as you know, a position that's very difficult for rookies to pick up and have a ton of success. Looking back on the rookie year, what do you think was the most difficult thing for you at your position at the NFL level?
It was just the technique, understanding technique on certain, you know, plays and understanding the importance of technique. You know, and in college, I felt like you could get away with a lot. But you can't get away with it at this level, obviously, for everyone's professional. And the guy across from you is getting paid, you know, a lot of money to get to the quarterback and make a lot of tackles. So, you know, it's one of those things where, along with just concept play-wise, you had to also learn the technique of both blocking and running routes. So it's definitely not a one-dimensional game as far as tight ends go. And it was just one of those things that that was something that kind of caught me off guard as far as the attention to detail and technique. And it's something that I worked diligently on with my position coach, Freddie Kitchens. And it's something we still work on. And it put a lot of importance on technique because, you know, that separates you from the guy across from you.
You mentioned, you know, run blocking as well as receiving. That's something I wanted to get into a little bit with you. Just given the way the tight end position obviously has changed over the past few years in the NFL and how tight ends are being used, the scouting report on you coming into college was that you had great vertical speed, solid hands, athletic, but blocking was noted as a weakness. Some guys even, you know, called you a tight end wide receiver tweener and really specified that the receiving ability was your strength. Is that or was that a fair assessment?
Yeah, no, looking back on it, I definitely feel as though that was a fair assessment. You know, I don't think you ever really, you know, can kind of get a grasp on where you're at without advancing and looking back. And I think that now that I can look back and look at what I was doing on film, because at the time, you know, I was never taught any differently. So what I think, you know, what I thought was okay, sufficient, or good technique-wise at the time, I look back on, and now I understand that it wasn't. So, you know, you hear those things, and as a natural competitor and athlete, you kind of resent the negative and accept it, but, you know, you don't like hearing it because, you know, you're competitive. And for me, I can look back on it and say that, you know, that was definitely something I needed to improve on. And especially even to this day, it's something that I work diligently on, you know, and it's an aspect of being a tight end. You know, you just can't be a receiver because, you know, that's just one aspect of the game. You gotta be able to block, and you gotta be able to pass block as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things that that I look back and can fairly say that, you know, that was a fair assessment. So I mean, it's something that you gotta work on.
And so, how's the running blocking coming along at this point? I mean, I know prior to the season, Coach Wisenhunt did point that as one of the things that you definitely needed to improve on. So going through the season and working with your positional coach, how is that coming along, the blocking?
I think it's night and day, and you know, I think that I'm not where I need to be. You know, I think I'm far from it, but it's something that, you know, I don't know anybody who ever really feels like they're where they should be, and for me especially so.
Yeah, I mean, most of your time on the field, even last year, seemed to be that you were split out wide as opposed to in line. Has, you know, with, you know, the Patriots' success with Gronkowski, Hernandez obviously is not a solid run blocker. He did position him out wide all the time. Has the coaching staff's plan with you changed at all from the 2011 preseason to now? I mean, it seems like they're almost.
I definitely feel like they were a lot more confident with me in my receiving capabilities than they were in my run blocking. And, you know, you just want to put someone out there and let them succeed. You don't want someone out there not doing, you know, what they're good at. So, you know, I think that, you know, that was up to me to prove that I could play that phase of the game. And you know, it's still up to me now, you know, going into, you know, off season, going into camp. You know, I need to be able to show them that, you know, I can be on the field regardless of the play, and it'll be beneficial for the team. More importantly, to have me on the field for either run or pass. And I think that, you know, last season there was just not as much confidence in me in the run game as there is in the pass game. So, you know, that's just up to me. I don't want to come off the field, you know, at all. So, you know, for me to stay on the field, I just need to prove to them that they could have confidence in me in the run game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the tight ends are really becoming a focal point of creating mismatches across the league. I mean, whether it be in line, split out, and the fact that the NFL is a copycat league, obviously that puts you in a solid position with your athletic ability. Can you have that same success with the Cardinals that guys like Jimmy Graham has had with the Saints and, like I mentioned, with the Pats, with Hernandez and Gronkowski?
Yeah, you know, I definitely believe so. I think, like you said, it's a copycat league. And most importantly, you know, regardless of what the next team's doing and having success at, if you don't have the weapons to do that, you just can't do that. And I think right now, you know, the way our offense is shaping up, you know, we have good weapons all around, you know, whether it's in the run game, running backs, receivers, you know, tight ends, you know, and quarterback, you know, I think we have the skill positions, you know, to execute any offense. So I think now, it's just a matter of, like I said, getting confidence in everybody. Obviously, we have a phenomenal receiver on the outside, and very, you know, and so, you know, you don't just have to run the offense through him. We have, you know, skill positions, talented players in every position. So I think being able to open it up and distribute the ball to everyone, I think it's just going to benefit the Cardinals offense as a whole. So, you know, for me, I feel like I'm just as good of a mismatch, you know, on the inside, you know. And I really, you know, just want to show them that they can have confidence in me so we can take advantage of that.
That's an awfully humble statement. I don't know. I feel like you're on the verge here, Rob. I mean, you got these tight ends that are successful across the league. You have all those tools. I mean, you have comparable measures to these guys. I'm excited to see you out on the field and putting that to work. But what do you think needs to happen for that talent and that ability to be converted into success on the field?
It's just a matter of executing. And, you know, I think, you know, last year we had a shortened offseason, and we had a whole lot of new faces in, coming into our, you know, organization. And it was just a matter of kind of feeling each other out and finding, you know, what someone does best. And I think, you know, for me, I got on the field a little more later in the season as far as the pass game goes. And I think just with experience and with just time as an offense. You know, you look at a lot of the offenses around the league that are having a lot of success, and they've been together. And, you know, so it's one of those things that now that, you know, we have our, you know, maybe some few tweaks here or there, we basically have our team, you know, assembled. So I think now it's just a matter of repetition. And I think next season we'll be able to show that, you know, we can be an extremely explosive offense. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm just, you know, I can't wait to have all the guys come in and just start repping it, because I think that, you know, with the repetitions and just general timing together, I think we're going to get a good feel for one another and be able to show the league that we can be a good offense.
What about the fact that the Cardinals really haven't had, quote-unquote, go-to tight end over, you know, as long as I can remember, and Coach Wisenhunt in particular has been with the team since 2007. There hasn't been that go-to tight end. And that's always been a knock when people say, hey, you know, there's this tight end in the Cardinals roster. It looks like prime for a breakout this year. It never seemed to happen. Does that ever creep into your mind, or does that ever concern you at all?
No, not at all, because, I mean, it's one of those things where the NFL is built around people who can help the team. How can you help the team? You know, a coordinator is going to put a guy in position to be successful. And I think, you know, based on your talents and what you do best, is how you're going to be on the field. So, you know, if I can help the team by going out and putting up big numbers, then that's what they, you know, that's what they want me to do. And so, for me, I don't look at it as reputation-wise. I look at it as, you know, just a coaching staff using the tools that they have in their players. So, you know, for me, I've been told that, you know, well, Cardinals haven't featured a tight end. You know, I never really was a factor in my mind because, you know, I just feel like, well, you know, have they had a tight end that can be featured? And, you know, regardless of what his skill is, I'm sure he was there for a purpose. And I'm sure he may not have caught you know, X amount of balls, but I'm sure he was doing a good job of whatever he was doing. So the way I see it is, if they need a tight end that can go out and make plays, and then they're going to use them. So I feel like, you know, I can make plays on the field, and I feel like, you know, that's how they want to use me.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, thinking about the Cardinals receiving corps in general? Early Doucette was obviously brought back, but after Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, there's a lot of role players with Andre Roberts, as I mentioned, Doucette. There's no real dominant other receiving option that is just, you know, destroying teams with having to worry about double teaming that other option and doubling Larry. It seems to be the general consensus out there. Based on that, it seems to be an opportunity for you. Are there any specific plans to continue to split you out wide for most of your time and to use you more frequently out there to complement Larry?
No. I mean, if anything, I would like to be in line a little more. You know, it may not be a solely blocking scheme, but it gives your offense balance. And you know, you say that, you know, there's no one outside that can, you know, draw a double team, but you know, the way the league is, you don't really have too many, you know, two deep wideouts that both draw double teams. You know, it's either one or the other. So, you know, I feel like, you know, guys like Andre Roberts and early don't get enough credit, you know, for the job that they do. And I think that, you know, it's just a matter of reps, because, you know, we've had, I wouldn't say ups and downs, but just we haven't had a solid, you know, one quarterback or other quarterback. And I think that's big. I think that's big. And, you know, I'm confident in the guys we have now. I think, you know, they both showed, you know, really good things last year. You know, I know it was John and Kevin, and you know, they split time throughout the season. And I think that, you know, it's just a matter of repetition, especially the timing and the way everything works out in an offense. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to really show off. You know, I think that, you know, Andre over there at the Z, he's going to show a lot of people, you know, what he can do. And early too. I mean, you know, I think they're both really underrated. And you know, but people say that, you know, we don't have a great number two, and I just don't agree with that because, you know, there's not too many teams that, you know, have two Larry Fitzgeralds on their team. I mean, I don't think of one team. So it's just it's one of those things that, you know, I just want to be able to help out the team. And if we run too tight and we want to run the ball six plays in a row, then that's what they're giving us. You know, I'm not saying we got to throw the ball 100 times to be successful because, you know, in the end, it's all about getting to the playoffs and you know, winning a division and seeing what you can do once you get to the playoffs. So it's just a matter of and racking up those wins. So whether it's throwing the ball 100 times or running it, you know, I think we showed that, you know, Beanie set like a single game record last year. So, you know, receivers, tight ends, we're just as proud to have a successful run game as we are to have a big breakout passing game. So, you know, that's just my point of view on it. So.
Yeah, I mean, Andre and Early certainly complement each other. I mean, it seemed like there was a point last year where they almost were handing the baton to each other, where Early came out and he was lights out for a bit, and then Andre seemed to be picking it up. Those guys do seem to be competing for snaps, though. I mean, anything from your perspective on which of those two guys, I mean, obviously be battling for the starting position opposite Larry. Anything from your perspective that gives a hint on, you know, which one of those guys may come out ahead coming into the 2012 season?
No, I mean, as of right now, you know, they're both really good players, and I really couldn't get a feel for who's ahead of one another, and I almost get a feel like they're really not competing against each other. You know, I think they're both great on the outside, and a lot of people, you know, think they're both great on the inside. I'm one of those people who think they can split out or be in the slot and just do as much damage. And we saw a lot of success last season as far as running three wide, having both Andre and Early on the field. I think that's good. And you know, it's just like I said, it's all just situational, depending on you know how you can use someone.
And you mentioned the need for reps from the, you know, the quarterback position, obviously. With Kevin Cobb and his injury last year, and then John came in for a bit. Cobb got the big contract late last season. He obviously struggled with performance at times, performed well at other times, and also had the injury. John came in at the end of the second half of the year in particular and performed well. Any indication, or can you give us some insight as to the positives that each guy brings to the offense?
Well, I mean, they both exude confidence, and that's something that you need as a quarterback. You know, it's one of those things to look in someone's eyes and believe in them, and they both do that extremely well. And I think, you know, truthfully, we believe in both of them. You know, it's one thing to have a guy in the huddle throwing you the ball, but it's another thing to kind of believe in, you know, in that person. And I definitely get inspired by the way they play as far as sitting in the pocket and delivering the ball. You know, they're two really gutsy guys, and I'm really excited because, you know, like I said, the whole blackout kind of really hurt us, and you could see things click more and more as the season progressed. I think that in the first half of the season, you know, we were in every game this season, and it just feels like there was just a few hiccups, and it cost us a game by 1 or 3 points. I mean, there were so many games that you can look back at and say that, you know, we could have won that. We should have won that. And it's just a difference of a few plays here or there that, you know, put us on a good winning streak and to close out the season strong. And it's just, you get really excited to know that next season, you know, you have an opportunity to go out there and play 16 weeks and execute for 16 straight weeks. And going back to the quarterbacks, it's just both those guys, you know, you're confident in whoever's under center, that they're gonna be able to lead you to a win.
Yeah, I mean, it'll certainly help having a full off season here and you guys be able to work all together. Any preference from your end? Obviously, running as a backup tight end for much of 2012, would there be a preference for John But at the same time, I look back at weeks 5 and 7, Cobb targeted you 6 times and 8 times, which were the two highest over the course of the season. Any preference from your end?
No, not from my end. It's one of those things where you just kind of plug a guy in and he's getting you the ball, you know? And like I said, if it was a difference in me having confidence in him, I could say that. But I feel confident in both of those guys, I'm excited just to kind of see how that plays out. But either way, I think we have a winner behind center.
So you have the OTAs coming up in a short time here. What are you hoping to get out of that this year?
Something that I've never gotten before. it's just one of those things where it's you're a professional. You need to work on your craft and better it and get as close to perfect as you can. And it's something that I get to learn from guys like Jeff King and Heap and Jimmy Dre, guys who've been in the league. And, you know, that's their craft and that's how they work. They work as professionals to be perfect. And it's something that I saw, you know, in the season. But now it's another thing to say, all right, we're not getting ready for, you know, the Niners. We're not getting ready for the Rams. We're getting ready to just practice and hone in on the little things. It's going to be good. I think it's going to be really beneficial for myself. And I'm really looking forward to it because it's something that, you know, I can openly admit, you know, I need as much work as I can get. And, you know, with the new CBA, it's good. But for young guys like me, it kind of limits the practice and the reps that I can get. So every second counts, and there's definitely a sense of urgency just because I'm really anxious to get back to work.
I mean, any specific technique that you got in your head where you're like, I just need to get this one thing locked down or really want to work on this one thing in the OTAs this year, and if I get through that, I improve that, I'll be satisfied. Is there anything on your mind like that?
It's a lot of run technique. I can't really focus in on one thing, but it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, I need a lot of work as far as, you know, steps and hands and everything like that. And it comes down to specific plays, to specific technique. So it's one of those things where, you know, each day it's going to be whatever it is that day, you got to perfect it. And, you know, because you don't get a lot of time. You know, we only have so many OTAs. We only have so much time on the field. So it's one of those things where whatever it is that day, you know, you have to work at it and get it down there as close to perfect as you can.
So do you think then, with you saying that there's quite a bit of things you still need to work on and you need the reps, and, you know, you alluded to the depth chart with Heap and King. So you think it's a bit of time at this point before you see significant snaps on the field? I mean, I know you have a number of months here before we even get to the season and start thinking about that, but – I mean, you think it's a bit of time and a bit of work before you start seeing the field significantly?
Well, I mean, it's all about confidence. And, you know, every player is going to have confidence in himself. But it's a matter of the confidence the coaching staff has in you. And that's what I want to do between now and the season starts, just show them that they can have confidence in me in every aspect. You know, I talked about it earlier, and now is my time to work on it and show them that, you know, all right, we can trust them with this, we can trust them with that. And we know what you can do in the pass game, but, you know, like I said, tight end has to be good in every aspect. So, for me, it's all about just inspiring confidence. And I mean, you know, as a player, if you perform well or not, and you what to expect come the season. I mean, you know where you're at, and it's no big surprise. There's really not too many surprises. So it's just a matter of putting in the time, and then, you know, staying healthy is another big thing. So for me, it's just showing them that, you know, they can trust me with a lot of stuff, and it just comes with time because, you know, I just spent my, I just had my rookie year, you know. There's very few guys that really just kind of explode in their first year. You know, you see it happen, but it's not the majority of rookies do that. So, for me, it's just showing them that they can have confidence in me.
Yeah, I mean, especially at your position, like I said earlier, yeah. I mean, you're one guy that I'm going to be continuing to write about. I've been trying to get it out there. I really think you are primed to be one of a breakout guys. If it's not a full year this year, I think it's definitely going to be in 2013. I really think you got what it takes to be one of the next big tight end, receiving tight ends in this league. I mean, you look at Jimmy Graham, you compare your size, build, you may be a little bit lighter than him, but, you know, your 40 time, your shuttle time was better than him, and otherwise you guys are very, very comparable. And granted, he has one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, if not, you know, over the last couple of decades. But I'm telling you what I think. Do you think that we could be looking at a similar breakout to Jimmy Graham that we saw this past year with you coming in either 2012 or 2013?
Well, I mean, I would definitely hope so. I'm not hoping for a non-breakout year. I definitely would like to, to be able to put up good numbers, because, I mean, usually when a lot of people put up a lot of good numbers, you're having success as a team. And, you know, in the end, I'd rather have a big ring on my finger than, you know, a big number in the stat book. But, you know, it's one of those things that kind of goes hand in hand. You know, no player, you know, wants mediocre numbers. So it's for me to be the best that I can be. And you know, I definitely think I'm capable of doing that. And, I want to be able to do that, and I want to be able to have the stat that not too many other people see, which is consistency and blocking and being able to run the ball. And you know, you can put up all the numbers in the world, but I want to be a good tight end, and that's just what it comes down to. So I'd like to have my cake and eat it too. So I'm definitely shooting for a great season.
Sounds good. Well, Rob, I certainly appreciate the time.